This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani returned to the capital Wednesday after a flying visit to the besieged northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif to rally his beleaguered forces. This as Taliban fighters, having now taken more than a quarter of the country's provincial capitals in less than a week. His visit was overshadowed by the mass surrender of hundreds of Afghan soldiers in nearby Kunduz, along with the overnight capture of another provincial capital, the ninth city to be overrun since Friday. The loss of Mazar would be a catastrophic blow to the Kabul government and represent the complete collapse of its control over the north, long a bastion of anti-Taliban militias. Turkey is for now still intent on running and guarding Kabul airport after other foreign troops withdraw from Afghanistan, but is monitoring the situation after rapid advances by Taliban insurgents, two Turkish officials said. Turkey has offered to deploy troops at Kabul airport after NATO withdraws and has held talks with the United States for weeks. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has asked it to meet financial, logistical, and diplomatic conditions. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with his Russian counterpart Wednesday to discuss transparency and risk reduction, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said in a statement following their telephone call. Russian jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny faces new criminal charges of establishing an organization that poses threats to the rights of Russian citizens, the investigative committee said in a statement Wednesday. The investigator said Navalny's anti-corruption foundation carried out the functions of a foreign agent and incited citizens to commit illegal acts. Russia labeled the foundation an extremist group and outlawed it in June. This is VOA News.